changes need to be. I think the employees need to understand that, hey, you're not in trouble if somebody comes by and brings you a donut before hours. I mean, they come by and bring you a donut and you eat it, I don't think we're going to fire you. So.
I understand that, but it does reference this in the manual, so I just wanted to get clarification.
Candidates to come onto county property and to have discussions with county employees by doing that.
Hopefully, candidates are respectful enough not to do that.
Now, obviously, again, they're not. We've already had two do it.
Well, you've had more than two.
Two that were brought to my attention.
We've had it for generations. And before and after hours, and it's happened, and I've witnessed it with Mr. Hayes there, and this has happened. He's been in working for the county, and he said it was done before he was there, 36 years, that people have come before and after hours to the road barns to ask for, not just commissioners, not candidates for commission, other candidates for other offices have came. So if we need to change this policy, these little words in this policy that seem to be referring to something else, well, then we need to change it. But
we can't control candidates.
We can't control candidates. So they're not even in office yet.
Right. Well, even when they're in office, you can't control elected officials. So, I think it's being made a bigger deal than what it is, but my main concern is to make sure the employees know that they're not in trouble. And I think that some of them felt like they were in trouble.
And the email I sent out was only a copy of an email that had been sent out back in March, because HR department had received questions about what was appropriate and what was not.
And it was referencing the employees, not anything to do with the candidates, so I just want to make sure.
And that was specifically dealing with individuals that was coming to the courthouse during work times wanting to speak with specific individuals. And those individuals didn't feel comfortable talking.
Yeah, and then there are also, because some people are going to have their feelings. Everybody has their political feelings.
Sure.
We all do. But just to not have it in the workplace, to have those type of discussions.
Did this complaint, could it come from a terminated employee?
Are you asking me, Danny?
Did you get the complaint?
I wasn't got the complaint, no. This individual has never worked for the county.
If you want to bring us a revised situation, you can see here how the county commission feels about this. If you want to bring us a revised situation to consider in the policy, other than the words that you read there, bring it to us and we'll try to either remove what we have there that's confusing or change it to the other policy. But I think there's been already too much time spent on the conversation.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to go into recess, go upstairs for a executive session for Section 610.021, Subsection 3 and 12, Personnel and Contracts.
And we'll be back.